Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back to Off Script.
Yes.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie. This is the Twilight bonus episode.
Which means we're done.
We are done.
It went too quick, you guys.
I literally had to do a week and a half break in between books because I was in a mourning period.
It took me 2 weeks longer to finish Breaking Dawn Part 2 than it should have. Because I kept I'd pick it up and realize I was like, oh, we're about to be done with Twilight.
It actually was really sad. I was so sad to be done.
Guys, I was so shocked when she told me that. I was like, oh yes, she's into Twilight.
It was good. It was a fun, the fun thing about Twilight and other series is that it's a series. So you get multiple of the same characters. Yeah. So you're bonding with the same characters over many books. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you can pick
up. I did bond with Edward.
Yes. You can pick up a great book and be like, that was great. But then it's over. So you don't get as invested.
Yeah.
And so it was fun because,
you got extra invested.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just sad. I've been waiting for this moment for forever. And now it's, what am I going to look forward to?
All the other books you schedule us.
Twilight.
I know, it's true. I do have a lot of books that I'm excited for, but not like Twilight.
Yeah.
Twilight was my baby.
I know.
Now we're leaving my baby behind.
I know.
It's like in Fox and the Hound.
Oh my gosh.
Fox
so
behind.
Sad. I just watched a TikTok and it was why are millennials so sad all the time? And it showed all the
sad Disney movies.
Yeah, Mufasa dying, Littlefoot mom dying, leaving Fox and the Hound behind. And Fox and the Hound. Todd.
I know.
Todd. Is it Tad? Todd. It's Todd.
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 Todd, I think. I haven't watched that one in forever.
I haven't either.
It's not my favorite, but
I love it. I just cry every time, so I don't want to watch it.
Hey, I cry every time I watch The Lion King, but I watch it every time. But
that's
how
true.
Can I not
I
be
do
prepared?
Love The Lion King. I know that song came up again on the radio.
Did your kids expect you to blast it?
Riley's like, I don't like the song. You and Aubrey scared me with it. So I downloaded it by Peyton Parrish. He's like a total rock, heavy rock, right? Or not?
Yeah.
Ish. And this album he just released makes Disney songs and makes them heavy rock.
Which,
and,
let's be honest, that's how Be Prepared should have been made.
And it was so we cranked it on our Forks trip, which we're about to talk about. And Riley did not appreciate that.
Both of her kids were in the backseat covering their ears. Yeah. Turn it down. And we're just in there singing
Be
louder.
Prepared. Yeah.
Deal with it.
But yeah, so let's dive into our trip. Taking her tea.
I always expect you to
keep going.
Yeah, but then as the liquid is getting to my mouth, it's always let's I'm like, damn it, she wants me to talk now too.
So we fit, like we said with Harry Potter, at the end of every series, we want to do something to
kind of related to it.
Yeah. And so obviously
they don't have a Twilight escape room, which they should, because I would not escape that room.
You're like, Edward, keep me here. Come find me.
The purpose of this room is for me to stay here so that he'll find me, right? Oh, it's not?
What if you have to escape to find him?
If they, like, threatened, like, he's dying because of the Volturi or something, yes, I would. But I would be like, I doubt it. He'll come find me.
Oh, my gosh. But anyways, so, obviously.
Okay, Snape.
What?
Okay, Snape.
Obviously.
We live in Washington.
So just, we had... Oh,
I was going to say, just a three-hour drive away from Forks.
Yeah.
So we had to go.
Obviously.
And it was so fun.
It really was. Guys, oh my God, I haven't even thought about the avocado toast until just now. Okay, so we stayed at the Miller Tree Inn, which we've kind of already said in bonus episodes. And we recorded Breaking Dawn Part 1 there. And they, first off, are great. Like, the owners of the place are super nice and sociable. And, like, they are basically the town's cosplayers. And they're great.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, they dress up as Rosalie and Charlie. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. They showed us pictures.
And they look perfect.
I know. Let's give them... What was the picture handle on Instagram?
So, they... For... Wait, for who? For what?
Let's give theirs and then awesome photos.
For Miller Tree, it's just the Miller Tree Inn. MillerTreeInn. And then Just Rose Hale is Rosalie, which is Mary Beth Thurman. Cosplays as Rosalie. I think there's a few different people who cosplay under the Just Rose Hale Instagram tag, but she's one of them. And then he is
Trent.
Oh, and then he's just Chief Swan. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's others that cosplay as him. I think it's just him.
Oh my gosh, they look so similar. It was crazy when we were looking at pictures.
Yeah, yeah. They do a good job. And then they're very, they love Twilight just as much as anyone that goes there to stay there who likes Twilight.
Like, they were telling us we couldn't go to Jacob's house because the owner's
good riddance. No.
Wow. They changed it. Like, basically they were annoyed with, you know, fans coming.
So the owners who originally lived there, who were fine, who had like a motorcycle by the mailbox and stuff, they left. And so the new owners were like, well, we're not living here because it's Jacob's house. We're living here because we want it. And they got rid of all of this stuff for fans.
Yeah.
And basically a lot of people were upset about that.
Right. Like, and I love Trent. He was like, you kind of have a responsibility if you're in a movie
book.
Yeah. But like, if you're in an iconic
location.
And so that's why they have Carlisle's office and all the
graduation caps.
Uh-huh, all these knickknacks from the movie and the books. And
or like Riley thought it was decorated like Christmas in the restaurant or the dining room area because they had it looked like Christmas trees and stuff, but they had it up because of Twilight.
Yeah, it was like, but it also could have portrayed not as Twilight. Like, if you go just to go because it's a nice B&B, it's like, it was like, you know, it was woodsy and like it was evergreen and all that sort of stuff. So it was just a really pretty house. And
it was a gorgeous house.
They were just so nice.
They were super nice. Just to chit chat. And then they made really good breakfast that I actually emailed and asked to get the recipe for. I still haven't made it, but Trent was very nice and emailed it back to me. I need to go and buy the Parmesan cheese and the heavy whipped cream.
Why don't you tell us what it was?
Heavy cream. It was Parmesan baked eggs on avocado sourdough toast. It was so good.
It was really good.
I'm still dreaming about that. And that was 2 weeks ago.
I'm a picky eater. So I was like kind of nervous.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I'm not going to be rude. Oh my gosh. It was so good.
I know. I was impressed. I'm picky when it comes to how I like my avocados. I don't like guacamole and I don't like creamy avocado. It has to be thick. I have to be able to like chew it. So then it came to me and the toast was, it had avocado. It wasn't like guacamole spread like normally, but it was like chunky avocado spread kind of. and I was nervous, but then I started eating it. And I also put Tapatio on it, which I don't normally do hot sauces, but all those flavors in my mouth was the best thing ever. And I'm still, if I could go back, I would, oh my gosh. Next time I'm staying there, I'm going to be like, guys, can you just make me look big?
I don't think that's how it works. Oh my gosh.
I hope. Just send them an email in advance. Hey, last time I was there, you guys made this really delicious baked parmesan.
But then you might not find any other delicious foods that make.
I know. Goodness.
Yeah. Did you guys think on the bonus Twilight episode we'd be talking about eggs?
No, you did not. Or maybe you did because that's what Bella craved when she was pregnant. So,
wow. Even more Twilight mm-hmm. related. Look mm-hmm. at that. Mm-hmm.
Well, they were freaking delicious, guys. Like,
I would crave them too.
Well, then you guys go to the Miller Tree Inn.
There you go.
Maybe they'll cook it for you, or maybe they'll find you something delicious. Is what I was gonna say. Maybe you'll find something more delicious, and then you'll tell me about it, and then I'll go and request every breakfast item. God, it was so good.
All right. So let's talk about our whole trip. So we drove to Port Angeles and we stopped at
La Bella Italia.
Yeah.
Nope, just Bella Italia. In the book, it's La Bella Italia. Okay. My bad.
And we had, or Brie had.
Yes, I did. I had two Cokes and a mushroom ravioli.
Which is what Bella has on her first date.
With Edward.
Yes. And me and the kids just had spaghetti. But we were there. Brie went all out.
I always do every time I do this trip.
But it was really cool. Okay, this was my first time going as a fan. Like, yeah. I've been, mm-hmm. I have family in Port Angeles. So I've been there. I've never been to Bella Italia, which was, that was yummy.
Mm-hmm.
But going through Forks, it's always been a skip past the Twilight stuff, go to the beach, or yeah, that's usually why we go to go to the beach. We don't just go to Forks to Forks. So
there's not a whole lot of reason.
No.
To.
And so, but going this time, I was like, oh, where's the next Twilight thing?
The whole town.
It was so fun.
I know. I was really sad that we couldn't go find the baseball field.
I know. Yeah, Brie had her list, and then we went to the information, mm-hmm. and they had a list. And mm-hmm. the baseball field wasn't on information, but...
And when I tried to Google it, it said that basically you couldn't access it anymore. Oh. I was able to a long time ago.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, sad. Yeah, what we did get to...
We started... Well, we did Bella Italia for dinner, and then we went to...
Then we went to the inn, yeah.
And that first night, we just went into Carlisle's office to look at all the stuff in there.
Because we got there late.
Yeah.
Or later. And it freaking started snowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
hate it.
But we started, we went. Yeah. Carlisle's office is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a painting up there that had the Volturi with Carlisle. And they had a chess set. They had the treaty. They had...
That was my favorite part. I loved seeing the treaty. That was so cool.
Seeing the treaty was awesome. And then they also had a little certificate that showed that the Volturi had allowed Carlisle and Esme to create a coven.
Yes.
And...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't. I think it was just something that they put...
I love it.
I like it. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, that's
cute.
Such a
fun detail.
Except for why would they make it or allow them? And then want to
destroy them.
Yeah. Dumb Volturi.
I know.
What else was in that room?
They
had the graduation caps
on
outside
the way up.
Of the room.
They had Carlisle's cross.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They had the cross.
They had a bunch of Italy stuff.
Yes.
And
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Books.
Yeah. I mean, they had a lot of little teeny little nods and knickknacks.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of Carlisle's doctor stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was just really cute.
Yeah.
And the fact that they used, like, that it could have easily been another room that they could
make money off of.
Yes. Yeah. But they
keep it for,
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in their like lobby area, they had like 30 copies of all of the movies and books.
It was so cool. It was loved it.
I was like, yes.
Boom. Yep.
You forgot your Twilight book and you want to read it while you're here? Here you go. You want to watch all the movies? Here you go.
What a cool, like, that's awesome. It was so fun.
It was. Yeah. And then we went to sleep.
Yeah. The rooms were super nice. Well, we recorded a couple episodes, which
you've heard.
Heard all of them.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And
that was fun.
That was super fun. Recording on location.
I was impressed at us. We stayed up until like 3 a.m.
Dude, I was so tired.
It was so rough the next day. I know.
My kid's jumping on me at 8 a.m. like, let's play.
You're like, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I slept in until 9 that day. No, I woke up before because our thing was 9:30. I think I woke up at 8:30.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So then we...
Not that that's pertinent.
I know.
I woke up at this time. I did this and this at this time.
So then
That's where we also made our message in a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok for message in a bottle.
Uh-huh. And so then we go after breakfast and packing up and everything. You know, we have to go take pictures of all around the house, the Cullen house.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I have never been able to do that before.
I know. Because, like, they let you go up to it, which is awesome. But you can't go, like,
on the house,
on the porch or inside. And so, obviously, we had to take pictures of everything.
We were gifts.
Yes. And videos. I have a whole YouTube video coming out for you guys of our whole adventures. Trips. Yep. And we got some TikToks, or at least one. No, we got a couple.
For sure, a couple.
And so that's super fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because mine.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we got some fun ones coming out for you.
Yeah.
Some of them actually might have dropped already, actually.
Quite possibly.
Yes. But anyways, so then we decide to go to, this is when we go see the trucks.
Yes.
So they have, I love that they have book and movie. Have they always had book and movie? Yeah. Okay.
Well, as long as the movie's been out, yes.
Well, yeah. And so we get all the information. That's where you got a brand new shirt.
I did. I finally got a baseball t-shirt that says Cullen Baseball on it.
It was actually a really cute shirt.
I love that shirt a lot. I keep wanting to wear it, but then I keep like, it's too cold or it's a work day.
Exactly. Like,
I'm like, I don't want to wear this around these people.
Yeah, it's not as not obvious as what it is.
Yeah, I got a way less obvious one, which actually I love that one. I think I wish I got the t-shirt of it. I got the tank top of it. Mm-hmm. But I still like it. Like, I'll still wear it.
Yeah.
It's a green one that says on the back, it says, I almost said the forest. The meadow is calling and I must go.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a... shoot, what does it say?
Something about the wolf pack.
Hang on, I took a picture. Let me look it up. Wolf pack camping provisions will keep you cozy. So clearly, I guess, you know, that was the deciding factor right there. I'm Team Jacob because I had no desire to buy anything Cullen related.
Yeah. I always knew it because she's into the dogs.
I wouldn't say that's why I'm Team Jacob.
That's exactly why you're Team Jacob.
I like Jacob. I just love that, what a punk he is.
Every time the wolves came on the screen in all the movies, Allie would turn into, oh, look at the cute puppy.
Well, yeah, but you would do that with the vampires and be like, oh, look how beautiful they are, which is what...
Because they are beautiful.
They are. And so the dogs are cute. Leave me alone.
Supposed to be scary big monsters.
No, it's so cute. Like when the little kids turn into them, they're like little puppies running around in the last one. So cute. Oh gosh, I lost. Oh, speaking of wolves, we then went to La Push because
you're gonna say we saw wolves, and I was like, we did not see wolves.
Dude, we saw, was it a dog?
It was a dog.
It was a dog.
It's like a German Shepherd almost.
As we're driving in the first day, I'm like, oh, there's a wolf. And Bree's like, what?
I was really confused.
It was a German Shepherd. It was a pretty big German Shepherd too, but
it was.
But anyways, so then we go to Lepush because we're like, let's go before it starts snowing.
And yeah, yeah. And we knew that we were trying to toss a bottle in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. And then also because, you know, I have children who mm-hmm. wanted to play at the beach.
And not want to be in the snow.
Yep. So we go, and on our way there, it starts downpouring snow.
Yeah, snow, hail, everything.
It was insane, like, how hard it was mm-hmm. coming down. And we were like, oh, great. But
we had to stop at the store. And the, like, cashier was like, don't worry. There's, like, a wall. And once you get past that wall in Lepush, it's fine.
But it was, like, it was fine until a certain point. And then it started downpouring. We were like, we hit the opposite. Remember? Like, she said that. And then it stopped snowing in Forks.
I don't remember that.
Oh, and then we start driving and it's like not snowing. And then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes out of Lepush, it starts downpouring. And then we Then we get to the beach and it had stopped.
Oh.
And then we get out and there's snow all over the beach. It was actually a really cool. You don't remember the snow on the beach?
I remember the snow on the beach.
Okay. It was like this weird snow too. It was like.
It was hail snow.
But it was like soft like snow. It was weird.
I didn't touch it because I hate the snow. Ugh. So
it felt really cool. Anyways, so we played on the beach, did our little puppy dog stuff.
Puppy dog?
No, it was perfect though because people brought their dogs to the beach. So there was like wolf tracks all over the beach. It was so cool.
Except for those wolves would not be running on the beach because they don't want to be seen by people. They're smarter than that.
Jacob went out and saved Bella, and I bet he did it as a wolf. No, he didn't. No. Dang. I bet they went and played on the beach at some point.
Probably in the middle of the night.
Yeah, why not? Okay, let's pretend that those tracks were in the middle of the night. And we just showed it, and we're like, oh my gosh, the wolves are coming back. I have to pretend we're Charlie before Charlie knows.
I love when Charlie knows.
I know, it's so cute. Anyways, okay. After that. Oh, before we went to the beach, we stopped at the treaty line.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We did.
Yep.
I was sad.
I loved it.
But also, all I could think of was, like, how far the treaty line is into, like, into Lepush.
It really is.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how far it was either. Like, we were driving for like 15 minutes before we got to it.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy.
Edward's got a lot of free range.
He needs it so he can hunt.
Mm-hmm. True that.
And then, okay, what do we do next? Then we just went back to Forks. And we just went and found
places. Carlisle's parking spot. Mm-hmm. We went to, the night that we got in, we saw the Forks hotel. High school.
Yep. And we went and saw Bella's house.
Yes. And Charlie's cruiser.
Uh-huh. And then, so those were all the, like, main, like, photo op areas.
Oh, except for at the store. The store, they had Bill and Edward's wedding.
It was so pretty.
And I knocked Bella out of the way.
Not really. She stood in front of her acting like she was marrying Edward. It was fun. And then that's where we got our shirts. Mm-hmm. And it was just fun seeing all the Twilight stuff.
I was really sad we missed out on the
Forever Twilight
and Forks, like, museum thing that they have there. We went the day it was closed.
Of course we did. But we'll have to go back.
I'm always down. Especially Miller Tree, and I'm coming for you. I hope you've got baked Parmesan eggs ready.
Oh my gosh. But no, it was so fun. And then
it was a blast.
We're going to have to do the movie tour at some point.
In Oregon.
Yeah.
Because it's all right there, too.
It really is. It's, like, not that much farther.
Mm-mm. No.
It's, like, 3 hours the opposite way.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how close it was. All right, let's do it. And I think Bella's movie house is an Airbnb.
It's an Airbnb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we could stay in the Cullen house and Bella's house.
Yeah, and I can sleep in Bella's bedroom.
And they have a cutout of Edward in there. Oh, my gosh.
I used to have a cardboard cutout of Edward in college.
I believe it.
My uncle got me. He's the one that started getting me a bunch of cardboard cutouts for Christmas. Like, I think it started with Edward. And then he got me, like, why can't I think of his name? It's Jack from Doctor Who. Captain Jack? Jack Harkness. Captain Jack Harkness. And then I got Sierra Chris Eccleston cardboard cutout, and we had them all. They just hung out in our room. But when it was just Edward, we would just fuck with each other. And like Sierra would put him in the bathroom knowing like when I got home, I would go straight to the bathroom and freak out. And then like we would just mess with each other and put in places. Or like when we would be packing, we would fold them up and then like set him in the chair and put a blanket around
it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it would be nice to have a cardboard cutout of him again.
Yeah, there was a cardboard cutout of, was it Jacob and Edward at the Bella's house?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were in the windows up at the top.
Yeah. Those things are freaky. Especially like in the middle of the night when you come home and there's no lights on. You just see a person in your room.
Cameron took home Thor and Jane, right? Is that his?
Oh, Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she Jane? Is that her name?
Yeah. You got me confused. I was like, he brought home someone from Breaking Dawn.
And it wasn't a full cutout. It was like on the, like, can you build it poster things.
Yeah.
But still, they were in our room. And it was every night, every time you wake up, it's like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Except for one night. Sarah's going to hate me for this, but sorry, girl, if you get to this episode. There was one night. Sierra is someone who goes to bed 7 o'clock latest. Okay. She, like, when she stays up late, when she's like visiting me, that's how you know she loves you, because she's staying up late. So then there was one night in college. I don't know what we had just been. Maybe we were just like binging TV or watching movies or something. But she had stayed up so late, and I was like, whoa. I think it was like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, this girl's staying up late. She's probably going to be waking up here soon, because she also, like, no matter how late she stays up, more often than not, she still wakes up early. Mm-hmm. I think we had come up with a plan for, like, breakfast the next day or something. I cannot remember what it was. Uh-huh. But we had another friend at our dorm. And she was like, all right, guys, high fives all around. And so she runs around the room and she gives me a high five and Crystal a high five. And then how our dorm was set up, it was we had the kitchen and dining room area in the front and then the doorway in our bedroom in here. And me and our other friend were in this room and she runs through the door. And I'm like, what the what is she about to go and do?
Uh-huh.
Sierra's running to go and give our cardboard cutouts.
She was that tired. Oh my gosh.
So now we still every once in a while be like, high fives all around.
I love it. Oh man.
Yeah. Just picture her running, because I think with her doctors, or maybe it was Edward, she like leaned him forward so that he could give her
a That's hilarious. Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Glorious.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any fun treats to eat like we did with Harry Potter.
Dumb Twilight. We have baked Parmesan eggs. And mushroom ravioli.
There you go.
Which is delicious as all heck. I'm always sad because every time I go to Bella Italia, I only ever order the mushroom ravioli. Because how can I not?
Okay.
And every time I'm like, man, all the other stuff on this menu looks good too. But then I take my first bite and I'm always like, but this is good. This is like, at least you didn't pick like the worst thing on the menu.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I know, we almost bought, or we should have bought.
They really should have.
They had like fake, you know,
blood
candy treat. Blood and
yeah.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
I don't know, because we're dumb.
It would have been gross, that's why.
Oh, it would have. It would have been straight sugar.
Yep. I mean, not that the, you know, Birdie Bot's beans were any better.
That was so bad.
So gross.
So disgusting.
Yeah, if you guys have ideas of what we're going to do, what we can do for future...
Bonus. Or mini.
Yeah, I was going to go bonus. Mm-hmm. Like we got...
For Divergent, we're going to go throw some axes.
Yeah. Hopefully, we're going to learn how to shoot bow and arrows with Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think other... We got Series of Unfortunate Events. We're going to break that one up. But still, when we finish completely, I don't even know what we're going to do for that
one.
What
the heck do we do for that one? We're going to do... Because we're going to do the Hannibal Lecter... series.
Oh gosh.
And we're gonna do a scary escape room after that.
Oh gosh, I'm just learning this.
You knew. I texted you that forever ago.
I blocked it out.
Let's I want to get your response up and ready. A scary escape room? Eek! I'm down.
Oh no, Allison, what are you doing? I'm just gonna cry in the corner the whole time.
The same.
Wow, that's gonna be, we're gonna be so successful.
It's gonna be like the escape room I did in California, right? With Nia and Ty.
So successful. But anyways, so
I already miss it.
I know, I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, we're currently reading our next book and I'm just sitting here sad.
I know, I'm like, ugh.
By the time this comes out,
we'll be way past.
We will, but well, in a couple of days, Spectacular Now is coming out. That's what we're reading right now. So sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's
good. I mean, it's a good book.
It's good,
so.
But it's just, I'm just like,
yeah. I know.
Where's Edward? Where's Jacob? Bella?
Mm-hmm. I almost should have did Water for Elephants next. Then Rob would have been there.
It's good that you took a break. Space him out a little bit.
I know. All right, guys. Me and Allie are going to do a BuzzFeed personality. Which Twilight character are you?
Man, I feel like I'm a high schooler all over again.
I know. Let's start with you.
Me?
Okay. Yeah. What's your stance on love? Love, love. Like, I don't know. Plenty of room for more. Kind of a loner. I would kill for love. I think I've been in love. I get super attached. I have a lot of crutches. Crushes. Secretly, I love it.
Oh, dude. Now or like...
Right now.
Right now. Oh, yeah. They don't have any like widow-friendly answers, do they?
Like, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, let's do that one.
What about blood?
What?
I tend to bleed a lot. I want it, but I'm cool. Eh, must fight urge.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yum. It's there. It doesn't bother me. I want it now. Ew. Like blood, blood?
When, when was this made? Can we see?
November 10th, 2014.
Oh my gosh. I feel like high school us wrote it. They're like... 90% of all of those, here, except
let's
like,
see if we can find a better one.
It's BuzzFeed. That's like
how stuff
getting.
Works. Which Twilight character are you? Okay. Which of the following would you prefer to be?
Okay.
Human, werewolf, vampire. I can't decide. They're all awesome.
Werewolf. No, I would want to be human. Just kidding.
Okay.
Which do you have no control when you're a werewolf?
You can learn how to have the control.
Yeah, but I mean, I. Be cool to know a werewolf. I don't want to be one.
Okay. Which vampire special abilities would you have? A mental shield, thought projection, telepathy, and precognition. Oh my god.
Oh good, it's not just me. Telepathy. Telepathy.
Which of the Twilight books did you enjoy reading the most?
Oh, Breaking Dawn.
Which of the Cullens is your favorite? Edward? Bella, when she marries Edward? Alice or Jasper.
Those are all the worst. I was just... I like Esme.
Oh my gosh, she's one of my least favorite too.
Esme?
Yeah, I don't like her.
Why?
Yeah, because she's just
so nice to the wolves.
That's why you like her.
I guess Edward.
Or do you like Bella as a vampire?
No, oh. I don't like Bella.
If you weren't a vampire, which creature would you be? An elf, a werewolf, a mermaid, or a fairy?
I guess there I'll be a werewolf.
Okay. What would be your spirit animal? A rabbit, a lion, an elephant, a fox?
A fox.
If you could live forever, what would you do with all that time?
Dude, how many questions is this? Look how long that is.
Okay, fine. She keeps making me start new quizzes, guys. She doesn't want to know.
No, I was fine with that one. It was
look,
just
okay, 20.
20 questions.
Okay. Choose a word to start the test. Silence, patience, strength, power.
Ooh, okay. Patience.
Which of the following symbols sounds more mysterious to you? Moon, sun, star, black hole.
Mysterious?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess a black hole is mysterious.
I was going to say, we don't know a whole hell of a lot about them. Have you ever felt a connection to any of the following animals?
Dog.
Are you a morning or night person?
Night.
What attracts you the most? Charisma, beauty, personality, money?
Personality.
Have you ever had a dream where you were someone or something else, like an animal? Kind of, yes, not sure, no.
Like a sleeping dream or like a daydream?
Sleeping dream.
I don't know, actually. I don't remember ever having one, but I don't remember a lot of my dreams.
Not sure.
Yeah, sure.
Which of your five senses is stronger than the others? Sight, smell and sight, hearing, touch, taste.
Touch? Taste? I don't know. I definitely can't see. So the fact they put sight with smell, that's a no-go. I feel like I'm going deaf.
Taste?
No, I was just going to touch.
Would you ever kill an innocent person to gain more power?
No, what the fuck?
Would you like to live in a world with actual vampires and werewolves despite the threat? Oh my gosh, what?
Despite the threat? Like, even though there's a threat that they're going to come in my house and kill me, do I still
they
want them to...
They might not come in your house.
They might not. What about the nomads?
Do you want it depends? There's yes, no, it depends. I wouldn't mind.
It depends. No. No. I don't want a vampire to come eat me or turn me into a vampire. Thank you very much.
Okay. If you were a vampire, would you become a vegetarian to save lives?
Yes. No.
Would you date a boy, girl, who is in your nemesis's coven? He is really cute, though. Yes, maybe no. I hate dating.
I hate dating right now. Yes, that's what I'm going to choose.
Do you think vampires should have strict laws for creating other vampires?
Yes.
I don't know, kind of sure or no.
They don't even have a yes. Well, who wrote this quiz?
Quiz Expo.
Yes, sure, I guess. It's the closest I'm to like, yes.
Girl, there's no yes. Well, that's one of my favorite promo pics from Twilight. What do you think about the idea of living forever as an immortal being? Cool, boring, intimidating, goals.
Intimidating.
Choose an age.
This picture.
I can't believe you didn't know.
There's a Twilight picture, like the one, like for the memes.
The meme. The Volturi meme.
The Volturi, and they're all like super fancy and pompous, and it's always like looking down on peasants is like the meme. Never knew it was from Twilight until I started watching the movies. I was like, what? And I've seen the freaking movie with them in it, so I don't know how I didn't know that, but
you just blocked everything.
I always
Twilight
thought it
out.
Was like Pirates of the Caribbean related, so but I could never remember when that happened in Pirates of the Caribbean. Anyways,
choose an age that you'd like to lock in and never grow older.
Ooh.
20, 30, 40, 50.
30.
What makes a vampire or werewolf unique? Attractiveness, knowledge, strength, power, and abilities.
I think power and abilities.
Which of the following words describes you better? Introverted, mysterious, aggressive, invincible.
Yeah. Introverted.
What are your naughty fantasies?
Oh my gosh. Like,
romantic, weird, BDSM.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like fantasies.
I'm going to pick that. I don't like fantasies. That's a little too personal, quiz expo.
Do you spend most of your day daydreaming?
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
Which of the following ideas about love do you relate to the most? Love is love no matter what. To love is to give. True love never ends. Love is just a big lie.
I'd say true love never ends.
Final question. What would you change about yourself after becoming a parent? Oh. Everything, career, attitude, nothing.
Attitude. Oh, no. I'm going to be a freaking Edward. I got Jacob. I'll take it. Dude, if you get Jacob, I'm going to die.
I'm going to be pissed. I am going to answer a lot differently than you.
Okay.
Actually.
It says, well, you might seem like a shy and quiet person on the outside, but that's only one side of your personality. You are also a rebellious alpha, just like Jacob. The only thing that sometimes holds you back is your somewhat pessimistic beliefs. Not sure about that. You might want to let go of the as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have to do this as soon as possible.
Oh. It could help you change for the better, just like it did for Jacob in the story. By the way, you are a werewolf and your coven is the Quileutes. Oh, thanks. Coven? Isn't it pack?
Not for this one.
All right, your turn. Choose a word to start the test. Silence, patience, strength, power. And you can't choose what you think will give you Edward.
No, I'm not trying to be Edward. I want to be with Edward.
Oh, so you're trying to get Bella.
I think silence.
Which of the following symbols
surrounds me?
Sounds more mysterious to you.
This one's black hole.
Okay. Have you ever felt connected to any of the following animals?
It's tough because I love cats and birds.
So weird.
Like, what? That I love birds?
That you would feel connected to birds.
Oh, yeah. I had Bobo when I was a little girl, and Bobo would chill on my shoulder and, like, let me walk around the house with her on my shoulder. And
that's kind of cute.
I love birds. Birds are
fun, but
my mom's allergic.
Never.
So when I move out, that's one of the first pets I want to get.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a morning or night person?
Night. And I have to be a morning person with this job.
What attracts you the most?
Charisma.
Have you ever had a dream where you were... Oh my gosh, you guys, it's so tiny. Have you ever had a dream where you were someone or something else, like an animal?
And I know you're going to make me think of it, but I can't remember. But I know that I've had dreams where I wasn't myself, but I cannot remember.
Okay. Which of your five senses is the strongest?
I've always been told hearing.
Okay.
I could hear things. Like, the other day I was hanging out with friends, and there was four of us and her pets, and we were waiting on a pizza. They don't have a doorbell, so it's just a knock, but we were all being kind of loud and there was music playing, and I was like far from the door, but I was the only one that heard the knock, and everyone was like, there wasn't a knock on the door. And I went and like got the pizza, and they're like, there was a knock on the door. Yes.
Would you ever kill an innocent person to gain more power?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. Would you like to live in a world with actual vampires and werewolves despite the threat?
Yes.
So weird. If you were a vampire, would you become a vegetarian to save lives?
No way. I know. I don't. I feel like I would try. But like, if it tastes gross, I'm picky when it comes to my food.
You would. You'd kill me just to eat. Oh my gosh.
I'm a vampire.
Oh my gosh.
I would try not to, but I can't make promises.
You all heard it right here. So if I go missing.
And I turn into a vampire.
Okay. Would you date a boy who is your nemesis in your nemesis's coven?
Yeah.
Even if
Romeo
he's
and
really
Juliet.
Cute. Do you think vampires should have strict laws
or for creating other vampires.
I'll go kind of, because I mean, yes, but also like, bite me.
What do you think? Gosh, sorry, my contacts all of a sudden messed up. What do you think about the idea of living forever as an immortal being?
I also think intimidating. Mm-hmm.
Choose an age that you'd like to lock in and never grow older.
20.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes a vampire or werewolf unique?
This one's hard.
Attractiveness, knowledge, strength, power, and abilities.
I think I'm going to go strength.
Which of the following words describes you better? Introverted, mysterious, aggressive, invincible.
Aggressive.
What?
You don't think so?
I guess so, but I would also think introverted.
Oh, thanks. I feel like I'm very aggressive. I'm more aggressive than introverted.
Okay. Yeah. What are your naughty fantasies?
Naughty
fantasies.
Romantic.
Okay, well, there you go. Do you spend most of your day daydreaming?
Yeah, more often than not. Oh,
do you enjoy peeps?
I do.
Oh, commercials. Okay. Which of the following ideas about love do you relate to the most?
Love is just a big lie.
Oh, it's so sad. Final question. What would you change about yourself after becoming a parent?
Nothing.
There you go.
Yes!
You're Bella Swan. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I get to be with Edward.
Okay, you got to read it. What's your personality?
Hold on. Okay. You are a brave, curious, and determined person. Just like Bella, you might prefer to hide your pain from the outside world. But deep inside, you are an emotional, caring, and loving individual. Bella is known as a clumsy and quiet girl, and that is something we can say about your personality as well. The most notable thing about your character is your honesty. Most people would say you are a bad liar, and that's just excellent. However, you should definitely let go of your insecurities and negative thoughts. Screw you, quits. Don't forget that you are worthy of love and attention just the way you are. BTW, you are a human vampire who belongs to the Olympic Coven.
Nah.
I belong to Edward.
Oh my gosh. That sounded just like you.
I was just going to say that's a little too spot on. For I know. That's probably why I don't. Okay, I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't have as big of a problem with Bella as you do. I'm okay with Bella. I understand Bella a little too much, obviously.
Yeah, Alyssa and I were like trash talking her earlier today.
You guys are trash talking me. Well, think about that the next time you guys start talking shit about Bella.
Oh my gosh. All right, well,
I can get behind that. I hate that she like leads, like she can't ever. I guess that's me too. I've never been in a love triangle with two guys before, but like that she leads them like both on, and she never just is like,
this is what I want.
But she's also, she is to an extent, but
she's manipulative too, though. We have agreed on this
with Edward for sure. Poor Edward. Come to this, Bella. Oh,
gosh. As Bree is pointing to herself. Oh, man. Well, that was kind of a fun one.
Yeah, that was a blast.
All right. Well, it's officially over. That was our last Twilight.
Hey, that's funny that you're Jacob and I'm Bella, though. We're best friends.
We're besties. I'm just going to go imprint on your kids now.
You're not hanging out with my kids. Do you feel a pull to me right now?
No.
No. Okay. See? I'm not.
Oh, gosh, you guys. We are tired and weird right now.
All right.
But anyways, that was our last Twilight episode.
So sad.
Yeah. But stay tuned. We still got lots of fun episodes coming your way.
We do. Next up is The Spectacular Now.
Yeah. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at Offscript Podcast 21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.